Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Big Bros Wrestling Podcast. I am your co-host, Alex.
And I'm your co-host, Andrew. This is the podcast where we talk a lot of wrestling here. We cover mainly Raw, Dynamite, SmackDown each week. We cover PLEs or pay-per-views. We got SummerSlam. Of course, we got a run back. That was 2 weeks ago now.
Is it next week is Forbidden Door?
Yes,
And then the week after we have Clash in Paris.
Yep,
We got
we're
they got them
going.
coming.
Yep, absolutely.
We are sorry we missed last week. Andrew was out of town. He was on a vacation. Good for him. And I'm giving you the announcement now that we will not be here next week, because next Friday I'm getting my wisdom teeth taken out. So yeah, I will not be able to talk for an hour and a half. I will not be able to talk at all, probably. Who knows?
So yeah, it's been an interesting summer to say the least.
Oh yeah. After summer, we should be good. I am saying should. I am not saying we will, as things come up. But we will see how they look going forward. But before we talk about any wrestling or anything else, how you doing, man?
But all right, yeah. I mean, just the vacation, obviously, as you mentioned. Yeah, that was good
Yeah,
to
that's
get
good.
away for a little bit.
I've been good. We've been just partying it, not partying it. I'm just chilling here. So I think the only real bit of news we need to talk about is something that happened we should have talked about last week, but we didn't get the chance to. The new WWE ESPN contract. They signed a big one, and I'm really confused on how this works. They said it's $30 a month for their, but they said something like, oh, but if you have the ESPN already or something, you don't have to pay the extra. But like,
It's
it's really weird how they're doing it.
it comes they releasing the whole thing. Was
Next
it
year. Oh, no, it's like in a couple weeks.
later this month? So
Is when they're officially like, hey, here it is. I don't know if they're going to put their archives on there, if they're going to do. They don't really do their shows anymore. Remember when they used to do like special shows on WWE Network? Like, oh, here's Ride Along. Here's other shows that we've done. They don't really do that anymore. They're completely past that. I'm interested to see how that works out going next year, because I think they said now ESPN's going to be showing WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's like it sound like a lot of big
Oh,
events.
the other big news. They said starting not 2026, but 2027, they want to do two WrestleManias. One in the States, and you can guess where the other one is. You can really.
The UK, or
No,
is it
it's the worst one.
really Saudi
Yeah,
Arabia?
no, the worst one. Saudi Arabia.
Oh, I didn't.
They're talking
Oh,
about doing
man.
one, two, and one of them being in Saudi Arabia. They're already doing the Royal Rumble there, which I'm not a fan of. Because I'm just not a fan of them with Saudi Arabia. It's just not a good look. I realize contracts and stuff, and oh, they see the dollar signs because of, money and all that. But I'm just not a big fan of them doing Saudi Arabia. Mainly the way they've, I know they're doing better, but just the way they still treat women there. Like they, it's just not a good way they do it over there. Any other set of big news?
Do we want to talk about the cross stuff now, or
We can because it's happened. So his contract is ended. He has not signed anywhere yet because he has said verbatim he wants to stay with WWE, and like I want to negotiate a contract. There were some rumors saying that like they gave just him a contract like the day before his contract ended, like and he said you can't negotiate this. This is the only offer. Obviously, he waited. And he said, because it was only offered to him and not Scarlett. He's like, I'm not going without Scarlett. Like, Scarlett is like, they're a package deal. But, well, he said he wants to stay with WWE. I want him to stay with WWE.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. If you haven't watched, I really encourage you to go watch his documentary that he put on his YouTube channel.
How long is it?
It's, I would say, about an hour, maybe a little more.
Is it just him talking about his wrestling career?
It's him talking a lot about, yeah, his wrestling career. It's all around mainly the filming was, I think, around SummerSlam when his like right before his contract
And that
was
makes more
up
sense
and
that he
stuff.
lost to Sami Zayn. It annoys me that he lost. I wish it was like a DQ loss.
We'll get to that in a little
But then
bit,
again,
but
Karrion
yeah.
Kross still looks good on top, but like it annoys me so much because I've already said I'm not a fan of Sami Zayn. But we can get to that later. I will be happy for wherever he goes.
Oh yeah,
It would look cool
absolutely.
to see him in like TNA or even AEW. Maybe
Yeah.
he could go back to Killer Cross.
Maybe. Yeah.
But if, wherever he goes, I know he's going to put him in his best.
Yeah, oh
He's
yeah,
going to try his best.
absolutely.
Hopefully, not be a good little soldier.
Yeah, and all
Because that
that.
gets you fired. But think that's all the real announcements you have to cover. Is there anything you can think of?
That's all I got.
Nothing major. All right, let's get into SummerSlam.
Yes.
First night, we start off. Oh, by the way, you see the thing about what's his name? Bronson Reed stealing Roman's shoes.
Yes.
I think Santi said it. He now has the Shula Fala.
Yes, and we'll get to it when on Raw, but hey, Paul Heyman's been saying that too,
It's so funny.
the Shula
The Shula Fala, because he just wears the
Fala.
shoes. It's hilarious. But night one, we start off with Roman Reigns and Jey Uso versus Bronson Reed and Ron Breakker. And well, I get it. I get that you had Roman and Jey won because they're the faces. You want to start off good. But I know there's no way in heck that a tag team with Roman and Jey right now are losing.
Yes, exactly. With how much they're getting pushed and stuff.
Oh, well. I don't know about that because apparently with Jey, did you see what happened with Jey recently? Apparently he got caught in a car with just him and Jada Parker.
Oh,
Have you heard about
I've
that?
heard rumors of that
No, they
going
like
on for
people
a
have
little
seen it.
bit.
Like they're like,
Yeah.
Jay, ain't you married? We'll see what happens with that later. If that comes out to be true, like people are going to turn on him quick. It's like, oh, you're a cheater. Looking at, but I just wish it was Bronson and Braun. It should have been them. Keep their momentum going. Make them look good. But yeah, Roman and Jey won. Good for them. Starts and gets the crowd hyped up. Next match we have Judgment Day defending their titles against Charlotte and Alexa, and called it. Think everyone called that one. Like it was time. It was time. I mean, there wasn't any interference like we expected.
Yeah, that was true. Like,
Like how long
it was a clean win. It was like,
they
oh,
won clean.
okay, yeah.
Charlotte and Alexa are your tag team champions. They are waiting for a turn though from one of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're not establishing them as a tag team.
I think what's gonna happen is they're gonna build them up, getting closer and closer. Almost to the point of like, oh, we're best friends. Two. It's two, three.
Bless you.
Three. I think that's what's gonna happen. So they're gonna build it up and then they're gonna be, oh, we're best friends, and then one of them will be like, Oh, yeah, you thought.
Or
You thought we were friends? Well, that's what I'm predicting. But yeah, Charlotte and Alexa are your new women's tag team champion. Another thrown together tag team.
yeah.
What's WWE? What are they doing with the women's tag titles? Like, what are they like?
That's been the question for a while. We've been asking that for a while.
Oh, and here we go. We already talked about this match.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn versus Karrion Kross, but it was supposed to be Saint, since Zayn won, Kross had to admit he was wrong, which he never did. Kross never admitted he was wrong about Sami Zayn.
So they left that door open, I
They left
guess.
that door wide open. But they keep doing this with Sami Zayn. Like, will he turn bad? No. Kross almost gets the roll up. And then just a random Helluva kick. And then,
Yeah.
oh, he won. I'm like, no, he's gonna kick out of that. It's like, oh. They're doing that again. He's losing to one random Helluva kick.
Yeah.
Also, I don't. Someone mentioned it, and like, I don't like his comeback either. You know when people have
Why?
like their comeback move, they're like they're down, and it's like, oh, I need to get back. I'm coming back. He just does that weird flailing thing.
Kinda, yeah.
Like when he's like, he's out of
Yeah.
the match, right? He's like, oh, he's getting back. He's coming back in the match. He's going to go for it. He just flails. And it's like, you look like a fish. Just like, I don't think it looks good. And then, like, oh, random Helluva kick. I don't like Sami Zayn. I don't. So, as he tries to go, like, I could put so much heart and so much, like, blood into this business. I'm like, yeah. You don't think these other guys do? You think these guys are just here for a paycheck? If they were just here for a paycheck, they'd go do something else. Like, they're not putting their bodies on the line just so they can get paid. Some of these guys, like, really enjoy wrestling. I just don't like Sami We have Tiffany Stratton versus Jade Cargill for the Women's Championship. I was wrong. I thought they were going to give it to Jade. It was a great match. I don't agree with Tiffany winning. I think they should have given it to Jade because right now, I don't know who's going to challenge Tiffany.
I know, yeah.
She's kind of running out of challengers. Like, new challengers, that is. I swear to God, if they try to run it back with Nia Jax, I'm going to be like, no, she lost.
Yeah, I
She's lost her
yes.
chances.
And they've already tried that, haven't they, with the with running it back with
I
Nia
think they did,
or
and they were like,
something
no.
like that?
Well, they had the last woman standing match.
Yeah, and all that.
And then they're like, no, this is it. You're done. What up? I mean, there's no, I really don't know who else is on the women's roster in SmackDown. I could, because Naomi's not there anymore, because she's on Raw. Stephanie's on Raw, right? Stephanie with. Because she's challenging
Yes,
Naomi.
yes, yes.
What was on Raw? That could realistically. Because you can't do Charlotte or Alexa anymore because they're the. Hold on. Ta-da. Alba Fire, no. Alexa Bliss, no. B-Fab, no. You can do Bianca.
Yeah.
But that'd just be like. I want someone new. Maybe Chelsea Green. I could see a push for Chelsea Green.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I think. There's no one else I can see really them pushing. Yeah. It's Jade Cargill and Chase. Not Jade Cargill. It's. Bianca and Chelsea Green, those are the only two I can see them making a push. Because Kiana James, she's going more for that manager role.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, she won. We'll move on. The next match, Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul versus Randy Orton and Jelly Roll. Again, another good celebrity knows how to do wrestling. They get the business. They know what to do. He sold very well. He wrestled pretty well. I mean, as much as he could do. He definitely knew what he was.
I mean, I
He's not
I'll
going to be a Bad Bunny or a Logan Paul because he's still like losing a lot of weight, but he did very well.
yeah, I would agree,
I think
absolutely.
he knew what he was. He knew what he was doing. He treated it with so much respect. Like, I know how y'all do these. I'm gonna treat this with much respect as y'all do. And he that spot when Logan Paul jumped from the ring post to the announce table. Did you see that? When Jelly Roll was laying on it.
I may have, I didn't see a lot of this match, I'll be honest.
Oh, but that match, it was good. And Logan Paul flew. I'm
Yeah,
like,
I know. He's been trying to innovate something.
oh, okay,
Like,
that
was
was
it
a.
doing like the springboard from the ring to the announce table or whatever, him doing that you
Yeah.
never really saw a lot of.
Am I a little annoyed that Logan and Drew won? Yeah, but like, Jelly Roll is just going to be like, okay, bye. I'm done.
Yeah, I mean,
But hey, they're good. But it was a good match. And then you had probably the match of night one.
oh,
Gunther versus CM Punk.
absolutely, oh
You're
my
like, this
gosh.
match was good.
But yeah, the match itself, it I was like, oh man, it was just you going at each other, CM Punk
Then
being the best in the world.
Gunter definitely either had a blood capsule or bladed. He
Yes.
100% did.
Yes.
They're like, oh, Gunter bladed. Okay. Because there's no way he act that was done the hard way. No way. He would. He was probably down there, found the blade. It's like, all right, you just got to do it. He was busted open. But that match was just so good.
I agree.
Like, And then it was not one, but two go to sleeps. It was like, he got Gunter up. I'm like, oh, he got Gunter up.
Yeah.
And then your new World Heavyweight Championship champion, CM Chick Magnet, Chicago made
Whatever you
Punk.
want, yeah.
I was like, oh man, he did it. I'm like, all right, he did it. And then I called it. I called it. Seth Rollins comes out on the crutches. It's like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, he's gonna do it. He's walking slowly back. He's like, why are they still showing him? Stands up more proper.
Yeah, drops it.
Gets rid of the knee brace. Throws that to the side. Grabs the. I saw a lot of people were like, you watched him walk out, turn around, walk behind, throw the crutches to the side, slowly take the knee brace off, and then come down to the ring, and you still stood sat there in the ring.
Yeah.
It's like yes, but kayfabe. Yeah, you got to forget about that kayfabe. And then hits him with the briefcase a couple times and cashes in. Seth Rollins is now your new World Heavyweight Champion. Called it. I knew he was faking the injury. Because even afterwards, Becky Lynch posted to like her Instagram. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, were some of my posts a little misleading? Ooh, did I lie? Because she posted like videos of like him walking in the street with the crutches with Rue chasing him.
Know, like he,
And we're like,
I will
oh, this
say,
is
props to him, he was selling that well.
WWE did that very well. I don't know if So here's the thing. I don't know if it was always a work or if they worked the shoot. Because, like, did they turn it into, like, the knee injury was a little bad at first? And they're like, oh no. And they're like, oh, hold on, hold on. Let's work this. Or if it was always planned to be a, oh no, he's hurt, to make everyone forget about him. And then, like, oh no, I'm still here. Because a lot of, like me, a lot of people are like, this doesn't. They're not giving us much information about this injury. But he's your new world heavyweight champion. And now we move on to night two. We start off with Naomi, Rhea, and Io. And what another fantastic match.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It was, I'm not going to be mean, but it was mainly because of Rhea and Io, because they are so
Yeah,
great.
they have the
Naomi's good.
chemistry.
I'm not saying
Yes.
Naomi's bad, but I think it's because Rhea and Io have so much chemistry now, in-ring chemistry, and they don't have it with Naomi because she was gone for so long. Because they came in after Naomi had, like, kind of left. Well, she was there, but she was like the tag team division.
Yeah, that was
And
what,
then
yeah, she
Rhea
was with
and Io
Sasha
got
and everything.
popular while she was gone. Yeah, Sasha Banks. We all know what happened with that. And now Sasha's like, has like what? How many championships right now? Too many?
Five?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Four or five?
Something like that. But great match. And again, I knew who was going to win. I hated that she won that way. In a very.
It was the heel way.
It
It
was. She won a very heel way. I'm like,
that's what she's
I
going
get
for in that one.
it. You gotta give the heel a heel way to win, but I'm so annoyed. Naomi does retain. There's no way they're gonna make her drop the title after just getting it like a month before. Like literally like 2, 3 weeks before. No way. We have, which somehow didn't steal, almost stole the show. It almost stole the show.
I would agree.
This could have stole the show. It was still
Yes, absolutely.
the six-pack tag team TLC match between Wyatt Six, Andrade and Rey Fénix, DIY, Fraxium, Motor City Machine Guns, and the Street Profits. What a, not just a car crash, a full-on, like,
I don't know what this
20-car
was.
pileup of a match. Because, oh my god, they were the one spot where they all went through the tables in each of the corners. There's a Ray taking that bump. I was like, wow. That's a bump. Them all just going after the DIY, going through the four tables. Because they're all just so great.
Yeah, it's just all those tag teams. It's like, this is, I'm fine we got it here instead of at WrestleMania, but I
This
mean,
should have been the WrestleMania match.
yes.
And they're giving us, like, sorry we didn't do it. Here it is.
Yes, and I think it was great nonetheless.
This was. You have, like, five of the top tag teams plus Andrade and Rey Fénix.
Yeah. So I'm.
I'm like, I mean, they're so new. That's what it
Yes,
is.
yeah.
They're so
Their
new that I
team,
can't really. They don't even have a team name. But, like, yeah, Fraxium, Street Profits, DIY, Motor City Machine Guns, and they're really good, the Wyatt Six.
They are,
Of course, you knew they were going to get involved. Like, of course they are. They're what? It's a
And yeah,
TLC match. There's no DQ.
all of them came out too, and Uncle Howdy got in his little rocking chair and whatever.
Because that's just a callback to the Wyatt family when, like, Rowan and Harper would be in a match. Bray Wyatt, we sit there in his rocking chair watching them. It's like, I'm just watching. I know Candice LeRae got involved. Did anyone else get involved in the match? Because Motor City Machine Guns don't have anybody.
I
Andrade and Rey
mean,
Fénix don't have anybody.
we had, of course, the rest of the Wyatt Six get
Yeah,
involved in
but
that.
other than that,
B-Fab, who is with, I guess,
it's Street Profits.
she, yeah,
She is.
yeah, she,
Because,
because of the,
No, you know. You know us, yes. We're not gonna say it, but we all know. But yeah, great match. And again, we easily it was an easy guess who's gonna win. I mean, you're not gonna make them drop the titles that quick. But great match. We have the no disqualification, no count out, last chance match for the women's Intercontinental Championship match between Becky and Lyra. Great match. They really know how to go against each other. And unsurprising, but I knew she was going to get involved. I told you. Oh, well, you agree too.
Yes, Bailey I got did. Involved. Yes, yes.
Bailey got
with,
involved.
When they did that triple threat with and leading up to this, it was, yeah.
But it wasn't what I expected. Bailey cost Lyra the match. But Becky still won. She can no longer challenge as long as Becky is champion. And it's a great match. We'll see going forward what Becky's going to do as Intercontinental champion. Honestly, this was probably the worst match of the night. Just because there was no real sustenance to it. It was the... Like, these next two are actually not the best matches. Like, Solo Sikoa defeating Jacob Fatu was, like, duh.
Yeah, and I mean,
because Jacob Fatu only has, really has Jimmy. Solo has, like, yeah, I got three other guys. I mean, they're not great. Also, I think I know what MFT stands for. My Family Tree. Like, that's so dumb. MFTs, whatever. But I think we all expected that to happen. Is Solo retaining? It's like, yeah he's going to retain.
I mean, with how they, I mean.
What, Jacob Fatu doing the moonsault on the top?
Yeah.
It's like he gets to the top rope and he's like.
Yeah, and then he looks up.
And people are like. Oh, he's going
to
do it.
I mean, you see those platforms and you're like, they're big enough to stand on. Why not use them?
Hey, I love his.
Yeah, the shimmy.
The shimmy. Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, I love Jacob Fatu. I love him. But unsurprising. Then the next match, which I was wrong about. I thought completely different. I did like AJ coming out and the rider.
The low rider, the Eddie-inspired
gear. They were going with Eddie in this match. Really just digging into that. Dominic does retain. It was not a great match. I didn't really watch this one too much. I wasn't really interested. This I was one, more waiting for the main event. But
yeah.
Cool Dom wins.
It was a little, I don't know, it was a little weird and the way they ended it.
Really?
I mean, it was Dom. I mean, he like, somehow, like, I think Styles went for, he went for the calf crusher, but his, Dom's boot or shoe fell off or whatever, and then he used that when the ref was distracted or something.
It was a weird.
Yes. Yeah.
Did it feel very Eddie way to win, though?
They did do the spot where Dom brought in a chair, and he smacked the ground. Threw it in Styles. The Styles had it, and then before the ref was done with whatever he was dragged with, Styles fell on the ground. So it was like, no, what?
Did he fall on the ground with the chair in his hand or like on top of him? That would
I think it was on top of him or something.
So he like, wasn't on top of him. He's like,
he was both of them trying to do the Eddie thing. That was kind of cool. Yeah.
I like how they will recreate that, but there gets to the point where you can't do that too much. It's like, okay, like, it's cool that Eddie did that, but like, don't.
I think they do it enough to where it's fine.
They do. And it's Dominic doing that. And yeah, there's a whole, absolutely. There's the whole like storyline. Like, I'm actually Eddie's kid. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not, though. You're not, because I've seen pictures of a younger Rey Mysterio, and oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. It's Dom.
Yeah.
Looks just like him. But. Now we have the main event. Cody Rhodes versus John Cena for the Undisputed WWE Championship. in a street fight. And Cody's entrance with the Dusty Rhodes, whatever it was. Do you remember that? Oh,
Yeah,
that was
yep.
good. That's like sent chills down your spine. And you're like, oh, Dusty. That all happens. And then John Cena's entrance. It's soft the way he's been doing it. It's just the black screen and John Cena. And then when
And
it goes,
then
it goes back to the old thing,
the
and he's
colors,
like,
yeah,
all the
since
colors. He's
and
oh,
since
he's wearing the championship in front of him now. He holds out the last time is now. He's like, I'm like,
So
oh, let's run to the ring. It's like, oh, okay, maybe they are going in on it. This match was, it did its job. John Cena's full face. Cody Rhodes is like, I want the championship, and he's didn't do it yet. I'm like, why aren't you doing this? What are you waiting for? Some people, Smitty doesn't believe it's going to happen. It's like, I think it's going to happen. Because they're teasing it too much for it not to happen. Because Triple H does this too much. He teases too much. And he doesn't just, like, just pull the trigger. Do it. Because Cody was doing a lot of heel tactics. Not a lot, but he was pulling some heel tactics.
He was some like I mean he was the one that like he took off
The ring post.
he just took off the pad itself. He didn't like expose it, but he just took it
He
off.
took the whole thing off and he's like hitting it with him. I'm like, that's a
It
man. Like, he's doing
was
some heel stuff. And he hasn't been seen yet either. And like, no one's seen him since SummerSlam. He did all that.
comes out in a black suit on
He's on
SmackDown.
SmackDown. But like, oh my gosh, this match is good. This match was good. It got five stars.
I would oh
It
absolutely I
got
would
five
give it
stars.
five stars.
They gave him 5 stars. And then, so yeah, that happened. Match was great. I'm expecting The Rock to get involved. He doesn't get involved in the match. I'm like, oh, okay. Cool. They start thanking John Cena. I was like, okay, here comes The Rock. Here comes The Rock. Oh, no. Okay. He's like, he's about to leave. Here comes The Rock. His name sound rhymes with
New,
Rock.
yeah,
I'm missing a letter.
oh man,
Brock Lesnar returns.
he's
I
back.
heard that sound. I'm like,
I know my jaw dropped for like a
I
good
was
2
like Michael
minutes.
Cole. I'm like,
Yeah, I know.
but now I'm like, oh my God, this is happening. I'm like, oh my God, this is happening. I'm
Oh,
like,
I know it's.
huh?
Oh.
What? Excuse me. Hold on. Hasn't been seen since. Was it literally the SummerSlam we went to 3 years ago?
No, it was 2023 because he had that match with Cody because it was after
Was
because
that. It was that one. He hasn't been seen in 2 years. For good reason.
yeah.
What about that? He has reasons. He's been gone. We won't get into that at all. Why is he back? Hey, Hunter. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you. Where? Why is he back? What's he doing here? Like, what is that man doing here right now? Because he comes in, it's actually John Cena, leaves, but it's like, sir. Okay, I'm just, all
Yeah,
right.
I know. I had a lot of
A
similar
lot of people
feelings.
are like, every single person who, every single streamer, every single like person who was watching is like, huh? There's one guy who's excited. Brock Lesnar guy. He's like, oh, it shouldn't be the Brock Lesnar guy anymore. It's like he was there and he's like, oh. He liked how that's his literal name on Instagram and everything. I'm the Brock Lesnar guy. I
I thought
love
he
Brock
was talking
Lesnar.
about like changing it or something like that.
I don't know. He's so Brock Lesnar guy. But if I were to rate this SummerSlam as a whole. Combining night one and night two. It was definitely better than WrestleMania, in my opinion. I'll give it
Okay.
like an 8.5, 9 out of 10. It was very good for me. The matches were very good. I was disappointed when I with night one, how I got almost all of them wrong.
I don't, yeah, that's the thing is sometimes they'll do that to you because
But
what
the
would,
matches were good.
yes, absolutely. I agree.
Would you rate it?
I would say, yeah, 8, 9 is apt. Yeah,
All right. Mean, all right. So, do you have anything to add for SummerSlam?
that is all I
All
got.
right, that is all of SummerSlam. Let's move on to Monday Night Raw. I'm going to quickly go over the Raw after SummerSlam. Seth Rollins comes out, celebrates his victory, blah, blah, blah. And I think, is this where he officially announces the name of his group? I think. He did. He also is like, he also doesn't remember everyone. I have a plan B out there. And he's plan B was top secret. He told two people in the entire world. One, Becky. And the other is his oracle. So, Paul Heyman. He said, together they achieve what they set out to achieve. They have absolute power. Rollins holds the title. There's nobody who can stop them. This is the past, present, and future. This is the way forward. This is the vision. That is their group. I'm like, okay, they finally have a name, the vision. And I like that. I like that name, the vision. LA Knight comes out, blah, blah, blah. They start arguing. And then they start brawling, whatever. Adam Pearce comes out. He's like, I have a few things to go for my chance. Normally, I would not make a World Heavyweight Championship match with zero promotion, but normally a superstar wouldn't have his medical team lie to his medical team week after week. Blah blah blah. You lied. You have to do the match. It's like I wouldn't normally do that. And I'm like, you all have done that so many times. So many times. It's almost when they're a face, it's okay. When they're heel, it's like, oh, I don't want to normally do that. Sure. So that happens. They something about Dom and the that Rusev versus Sheamus. Triple count out. Penta versus Grayson Waller, because Grayson Waller has dropped Austin Theory, and apparently he's not on the roster right now. Penta wins though, blah blah blah. Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss address their victory at SummerSlam. The Judgment Day comes out and they're like, oh, we want a match right now. And they're like, sure. And we're just like, sure. I'm like, Adam, what are you doing? Oh, I don't normally just make matches. Oh, we're gonna have a match right now. Alexa and Charlotte win. Cool. There's some other stuff. Dominic versus Dragon Lee in a non-title match. Dominic wins. AJ Styles goes out to the ring. Mysterio tries to hit him with his boot like he did with SummerSlam, but Styles ducks. Mysterio retreats, blah, blah, blah. So they are not done with this AJ Styles Dominic Mysterio thing. So they're going to keep that story going. Becky Lynch addresses what's next, and then Nikki Bella comes out. And I think she pretty much challenges her for the title. Blah blah blah, some other stuff. Stephanie Kerr walks up and says that regardless of whether it's Naomi or in Sky, the title belongs to her Clash in Paris. Naomi says it'll be up to her. Whatever. Oh, because they're supposed to have Naomi versus Io Sky was scheduled for this Monday. And she's like, I don't care who wins, I'm gonna take the title. We get to the main event. And then we're just quickly covering this week. Seth Rollins versus LA Knight. Seth wins by disqualification because CM Punk comes through the crowd and attacks Seth Rollins. Punk punches Rollins at ringside, blah, blah, blah. But until Bron Breakker and Big Bronson Reed come out and help him, They get Knight in the ring, they beat him up, they think they're fine. Oh, we're standing tall, but then Roman Reigns comes out, but they take care of him. Basically, it just ends with a Vision standing tall. Good
I
for
mean, they've
them.
been doing for a while, I've noticed.
Because they're trying to establish them as a dominant heel group. Like, we're here and we are going to win no matter what it takes. Now we move on to this Monday. We are in Quebec City, Quebec. Well, would have never guessed Quebec City was in Quebec. Well, it's just like Kansas City isn't in Kansas.
I know
It's mainly in Missouri,
it could be one of those things.
but it's not. We have CM Punk kicking off Raw. What's he got to talk about? Oh, he does. Is it great to be alive on a Monday night in Quebec City or what? I like that he does. Is it great to be alive in? Blah blah blah. He talks about Seth Rollins. Punk should be out here representing this company and the people as champion, but he's not. Punk is a little bit angry because he has a Seth Rollins problem. The self-professed visionary who can't see what's right in front of his face. Blah blah blah. Punk is cashing. If they say to hate the player, not the game, Punk is cashing a few times, but he hates the player. Rollins is pretending to be CM Punk and pretended to be injured, so everyone had their guard down. Rollins cashed in. Next time they fight, he'll take the title. He's like, oh, next time we fight, I'm going to take my title back. LA Knight heads to the ring. They do some stuff where, like, they just like, oh, we agree with each other. We hate Seth Rollins, something like that. Punk says he thinks he sees my perspective, but he, the words you're looking for. Thank you, Mr. Punk, for preventing Seth Rollins from ending my career, blah, blah, blah. They keep talking. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul. I even call him, comes out with the tribal thief, Bronson Reed, and
With the
Bron Breakker. That's a good one, the tribal thief. With the Shumafala. Heyman starts to speak
Mafala.
French, but then stops. Heyman only knows what he needs to speak to get out of this province, speaking their guttural language. Blah blah blah. If you start training, he talks crap about both of them. Punk calls him a crybaby. Someone is getting punched in the face tonight. Punk invites him down to the ring. Heyman says he did teach Punk practically after all these years. That's a great idea. They'll do it tonight. CM Punk and LA Knight versus the future of WrestleMania Bron Breakker and the owner of the Shulafala, Bronson Reed. They all accept, and it's going to be in the main event. It is LA Knight and CM Punk, never saw that tag team coming, versus Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker. Cool. We are in the Judgment Day clubhouse. Finn Balor's talking to Roxanne and Raquel. JD is there. Dirty Dom walks in with El Grande Americano. Which one? You know which one it is?
I think it was the
Is this the Pete Dunne or the...
I think it was the Ludwig Kaiser. He looked tall. I think it was the
Oh,
Ludwig
it's
Kaiser
tall. It's
one.
Ludwig. How tall was he compared to Dom?
I think it was Ludwig Kaiser.
Because you know the difference. Because
Yes,
you see Chad Gable.
yes.
He is very... They aren't happy that he's there. Balor speaks privately with Mysterio. Mysterio says he's the king of the luchadors and will use Americano to his advantage. Balor hopes Mysterio bring back the Triple A Mega Championship. Mysterio tells him to trust Daddy Dom. Mysterio walks away from Americano. AJ Styles makes his entrance heel team with Dragon Lee next. And it's literally the next match. It's AJ Styles and Dragon Lee versus El Grande Americano. And Dirty Dom. Is this the first match of the night? It is. It takes that long to get to the first match. So we have the first match of the night with El Grande Americano and Dirty Dom win. With Americano getting the pin. But, you know, they put the little piece of metal on my mask and melt these. I'm surprised they're still getting away with that, which is funny. Earlier today, Sami Zayn came up to Raw General Manager Adam Pearce. Zayn asked for a chance at the World Heavyweight Championship at Clash in Paris. Pearce said that they should get through tonight with Rusev and then talk about it. Sheamus then walked in. Pearce doesn't want to talk about matters and blah blah blah. Whatever. Sami Zayn makes his entrance. He'll face Rusev next. We go to commercial. After that, we come back to backstage. Adam Pearce is with Io Sky. Sky complains about not getting her promised title match.
Because you mentioned,
Naomi is hurt.
Yeah.
We don't know why, but she's hurt.
When was that announced? Because remember, it was it like the morning or like during the day that Monday, this past Monday?
Literally during that day, they announced that she got.
I think it was because I mean, I remember Michael Cole saying about like, yeah, Naomi, it was announced on WWE social media channels that Naomi wasn't cleared to compete for whatever reason. And so the match he had with Io Sky was, couldn't happen that night.
Yeah. So blah 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 blah. So WWE has announced that she will be on Raw to give an update.
So,
Championship appearance comes after she was unexpectedly pulled from the past week. So just hours. Oh, so literally like not long before she got hurt, and they're like, oh. The glove was originally scheduled, blah, blah, blah. The main event of that. However, WWE announced that she was not medically cleared to compete, and the match was canceled without a specific reason. So it just says that she was not medically cleared.
yeah.
There hasn't been an update. So we don't know exactly. She's just not medically cleared. We don't know why. We'll see. Maybe she got hurt at SummerSlam. We'll see. But that's all we know. Sky suggests she has a match with Perez, and Pierce is like, sure, you have a match against Roxanne Perez. Stuff happens. We get straight into Sami Zayn versus Rusev, which. Blah, blah, blah. Zayn sets up for Helluva Kick to beat Rusev, which would have made me mad. But Tonga Loa and Jason Mateo come out for some reason. It pulls Zayn out of the ring. Tala Tonga and Solo Sikoa are also there. Mateo and Loa attack them and hold Zayn up for Tonga to boot Sami Zayn down. W officials run down and send FTs back. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I know. It's
But you're on okay. They really need the draft and like stick to like you're here. You're here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do I have to? He drew like a dog. You're like, stay. Rusev gets up slowly at ringside, but he's crushed by a bro kick. All stuff happens. Sure, fun. We go backstage. W Security and Raw General Manager Adam Pearce kick Solo Sikoa and the MTs out of the arena. Pearce calls Nick Aldis, but a referee cuts him off. He says they separated Rusev and Sheamus, but Pearce doesn't believe him. Grayson Waller and the New Day come up to Pierce. Xavier Woods complains about his hat being destroyed by Penta. Oh my,
Oh, that's right.
he
We
wore
didn't
the big
mention,
hat.
yes, the
I forgot about the big hat he put on. He's like, ooh. Big hat that Xavier wore. It was hilarious. Blah, blah, blah. Xavier Woods can, Pierce says Penta will face Woods next week so Woods can get even for his sombrero. Pierce says he's got business to attend to and walks off wildly. And we got a video about Bronson Reed, and they talk about that main event. And Gorilla. He was walking through the tunnel by Gorilla. Asuka and Kairi Sane, the Kabuki Warriors, offer her to be in their corner to keep things fair. She declines and says she's got this. They hug before Sky walks off. We nearly got a damage control reunion. That would have been funny. But then it just goes straight into Io Sky versus Roxanne Perez with Roxanne Perez does pick up the win. And the Kabuki Warriors come out to try to help her. They hold up Perez for Sky. Sky charges, but Perez moves. Sky pulls the brace, blah blah blah. They aren't happy with Io. Jackie Redmond is backstage with Jey Uso. Uso missed last week's Raw, and Seth Rollins used the opportunity to take out his cousin Roman Reigns and CM Punk. Uso says receipts are coming and was handling family business. LA Knight walks up and says the line starts behind him. Knight insinuates that Uso missed Raw on purpose. Uso says he'll send Knight to the back of the line. What's other stuff? Maxine Dupri is walking with Akira Tozawa and Natalia. Forgot about her. W. Oh yeah, because Becky Lynch said we're gonna have a match tonight. Because last week I'm gonna have a match against you, against Maxine Dupri. It's like, oh, and yeah. But before that happens, more backstage. Io Sky and Kabuki Warriors are upset backstage. Sky says they didn't help her because she lost. In anger, Asuka shoves Sky and walks off. Kairi Sane looks torn and looks at Sky before running after Asuka. It's like, uh-oh, the Japanese girls are upset. Yeah. But we go straight into Maxine Dupri versus Becky Lynch, and come on, guys, did you really think Maxine Dupri had a chance? Do you really
Yeah.
think Maxine Dupri had a chance? You're wrong if you thought that. Becky wins pretty easy. We go to the Visions locker room. They have their own locker room, I guess. Seth Rollins is backstage, back there with everybody. He says they are on top of the world. Rollins was expecting to come to this dump of a town to deal with CM Punk problem, but it turns out Punk has an LA Knight problem. Knight has a CM Punk problem. Now they have a Braun Braun problem. Braun Braun. LeBron James. Rollins has no problems. Tonight isn't about him. It's about Breaker and Reed. Rollins says, boys, stack some bodies. I'm out of this dump. And then he leaves. Rollins says he'll head to the jet and get some Wi-Fi and walks off. It's like, he is champion, so he gets those perks now. They show CM Punk backstage. And then, oh my gosh, this video was good. The Bayley promo. I was like, dude, they're handing us something. She feels like, I feel like the role model, but something's like not there. She's felt like something before she called herself that. She was the one before she called herself that. Bayley thought she could change and help the division, being someone people look up to the locker room up to, or someone to look up to behind the barricade. Now she's here by herself. She feels everything she's done has gotten her nowhere. She's here with nothing to show, not a championship or a win in the last year. She hasn't won in a while. Bayley can't remember the last time she felt proud of herself. She says it's her fault and she shakes her head. I'm like, oh, something's gonna happen soon with Bayley.
I mean, oof.
I love Bayley so much. I think she's great. Jackie Redmond is backstage with Lyra. Redmond asks about what she just saw from Bayley. Valkyria hopes she's okay. Bayley cut her out, so she had no idea. It can't be what he said to Bayley last week. She was right because Bayley, blah, 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 blah. It's not her own fault. Bayley is on her own. Valkyria walks off. Another segment. Io Sky is walking backstage with Stephanie. When Stephanie comes up to her, Valkyria says, Sky isn't the only one who was promised a title match and walks off. Rhea Ripley then comes up to Sky. Ripley gets a huge ovation because it's Rhea bloody Ripley. Ripley says she was looking forward to Sky getting a shot against Naomi. If Asuka and Kairi Sane had just listened to her, can't she trust them? Sky says she doesn't appreciate what Ripley's trying to say. Sky warns Ripley, stay out of it. Sky walks off. We see that's Friday on SmackDown. Drew McIntyre will address something, which we will cover in a second. We get to the main event. LA Knight and CM Punk versus Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed. Blah, blah, blah. Stuff happens. Punk goes for the go to sleep, or he signals for the go to sleep near the end of the match, which I'm guessing was pretty good. But Seth Rollins attacks him from behind. Oh, he
Yeah.
didn't. Oh, did you really think I was going to stay? It's like, come on, buddy. Come on. I'm like, stay with the program. Attacks him. Division takes it tonight and Punk until Jey Uso comes out with a steel chair. Uso comes down with the highway and hits Breaker in the ribs. Blah, blah, blah. Uso ducks an attack from Reed and Rollins rolls out of the ring before being attacked. Reed swats the chair out of Uso's hands. Uso punches away at him before hitting him in the back of the chair. Blah, blah, blah. Raw General Manager Adam Pearce comes out to the stage. It should be easy for him to come out here and call Rollins a liar who disrupts the main event. Pierce won't be angry and will see this opportunity. Pierce says Rollins has earned an opportunity to defend his title against LA Knight, CM Punk, and Jay. It'll be a fatal four-way. And it ends with them all brawling, but Seth Rollins stands tall. And I'm like, I can see Punk because he cashed in on him. I can see LA Knight because he pinned him. What's Jay doing? How
I
did Jay
know,
sneak into
I
this
know.
match? How did Jay just sneak into this match?
That was a little weird to me,
I'm
too. It
like,
was like, where?
I mean, is it because he got the pin at SummerSlam? But that was against one of, that was against either Braun or Bronson, not against Seth. So, what? What?
I know that is a little weird.
It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, well, how did he get? Because he was there. Oh, you go run out there. Why? Just go. Oh, you're going to be in the Fatal Four Way. It's like, I doesn't make sense at all. But you know what, fam? It's okay. Well, that's life. Just let him do that. So that ends Raw. Oh, I'm really interested to see next Monday what Naomi has to say. If she
Oh,
gets another
absolutely.
title, I'll be like, you're kidding. Because if she's out for an extended amount of time and she's a singles champion, they're going to make her drop the title.
Yeah.
Because, like, she can't even make it appear. Because it's less with Roman Reigns, because that was his contract. He would be gone for so long. But with this, it's like, okay, you gotta, like, if you're going to be injured and be gone this long, we're going to kind of tip the title back. But I'm really interested to see this story with Dom and AJ, how that goes. This is clearly not done. Again, I wish I could, should just watch Raw the next day so I can see what happens in real time. And not just be like, I can't watch Raw right now. But did you watch this Raw?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
How was it, in your opinion?
I think, yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it.
Did it feel like a good Raw? I think this was a good Raw.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, match it. I think the everything flowed well. I mean, I mean, of course you try
No
to,
Sami Zayn, so that's like
you think
plus for
like, oh,
me.
what match was added with the Naomi one, but I think it was the Roxanne one, I
Yeah.
guess.
Roxanne Perez got just added to a match,
Yeah.
which she still won, but it was with not without controversy. I am interested to see how that goes with the Kabuki Warriors,
Yeah.
which they also just seem kind of there right now. I wish they would do something with them. What else is there? Becky Lynch. Is she going to be facing Nikki Bella for the Women's Intercontinental Championship soon? I think they've already teased it, so I think they are. But I don't know why Nikki Bella's back. She just kind of randomly came back at the Royal Rumble.
Well, it was
Didn't.
the Rumble. I feel like she's in every women's Rumble or something when they need to fill a spot.
Yeah, but they had so many other options. I guess they wanted to wait for Becky to come back for Mania, which I think everyone saw coming. When they say, oh, you're gonna have to get a new partner. It's like, oh, it's gonna be Becky, right?
Yeah.
What else is there that happened tonight? I think that's it. Well, I am interested to see this Rusev and Sheamus thing go. But also, what are the MFTs doing there?
I know though.
Why are you here? You belong on SmackDown. Wait, just whatever. I don't have any more opinions on Raw. Do you have anything else you want
No.
to add? All right, that is all of Raw.
Let's move on to Dynamite now. We are in Cincinnati, Ohio this week, and opening things up, we get the CMLL World Champion, actually the world light heavyweight champion, MJF coming out. And before he can even speak, Adam Page comes out. And MJF runs down Seabiscuit. And mentions how he lost the title the first time, how Hangman lost the title the first time he defended it. But Hangman points out that the Seabiscuit story ends with the horse winning in the end. And if MJF's not here to fight or execute the contract for the title shot, which he won at All In. Yeah. Wait. Was that at All In?
What?
Yes, when he won the contract. That was
yeah, because yeah. That was the
yeah, that's right. If he's not here to fight or execute the contract, he should go home and admit he doesn't have the stomach for it. MJF isn't happy about that. They go back and forth a little more. It ends with MJF talking about him being a day one guy in AEW. And you know, the AEW is about going all in. And then Hangman tries to needle him into executing his contract. He says a little more. And then MJF finally says, "All right, at Forbidden Door, I'm executing my contract." But then he's like, "Oh, what did I just do?" He's like, "Oh, this is really happening." And then the crowd erupts. Hangman has a smile on his face. And then says, "I'll see you at Forbidden Door." And then his music hits and he leaves the ring. MJF, he's like, "Oh, why did I do that?" He's still in the ring. We get a little thing talking about Darby Allin and Jon Moxley that's been going on for a couple weeks. It's been mainly on Collision from what I've seen. That leads into a match with Jon Moxley taking on Kevin Knight, which ends with, of course, the Death Riders getting involved. Yuta or at least tries to get involved, but then Moxley, after a little bit more, ends up choking Kevin Knight out and wins the match. Then Mike Bailey tries to stop the Death Rider attack after the match. But then Darby Allin comes out with a body bag and a skateboard. And he distracts him long enough for Jax B to get the upper hand a little bit. And then just chaos ensues. Will Ospreay comes out there and hits Claudio with the hidden blade. Just more chaos ensuing. But then Will Ospreay grabs the mic, saying that Mox, that he and his friends tried to snap Ospreay's neck, so he's going to snap Mox's. And if he won't take up Darby's challenge for Bindo, he's got a better idea. Mox can get his friends, Ospreay can get his, and we'll have a lights out steel cage match. Interesting. So we'll see what that means. I saw some people that's like lights out. I don't know. I remember they did it once with what was the faction Aleister Black was with when he was in AEW? The name of it with Buddy Matthews and Julia Hart and
House of Black.
Yeah, the House of Black. I remember they did it once. They had all like weird face paint or whatever with the lights out. I don't know if that's what they're gonna do. We'll see what that actually means. We get a little backstage up with Mercedes Monet before the next match. Then we get the next match of the night, which is Thekla and Sky Blue with Mercedes Moné taking on Alex Windsor, Queen Aminata, and Willow Nightingale, with Faces ending up winning at the end. But then after the match, it doesn't focus on what's in the ring. Instead, the camera cuts to Toni Storm and Athena going at it still on the balcony, and they take it elsewhere. But then we cut back to the ring, and Alex Windsor, Mercedes Moné, are still in the ring. And then Athena and Toni Storm eventually make their way to ringside. And just a little more brawling get underway. We got a lot of brawling early here in the episode. Then we get backstage with Will Ospreay, and he reveals that Tony Khan is thrilled to have the Lights Out Steel Cage match. There's a couple people to be confirmed. He has to have a chat with his old boss and announces that Hiroshi Tanahashi, a big New Japan name for those who watch, is joining him and Darby Allin to face the Death Riders. Renee Paquette then asked him about his neck, and then he said, "He's fine. I'm fine. I'm fine." And then to let her husband know, John Moxley, that he wants a chat in Glasgow. Then we have the next match, which is Connie Copeland taking on Stokely Hathaway. FTR with Stokely trying to do something with the crowd or whatever. I don't know. But then FTR coming out. And then Adam Copeland taking the distraction, going after FTR. But then Stokely hits him in the face with some powder. And then Adam Copeland wins by disqualification. Then after that, then FTR go after him a little bit. Then they get him in a spike pile driver, about to hit it. But then Christian Cage comes out with Spike, of course, with a spike of his own, excuse me. And FTR run for the hills. Nick Wayne tries to come out, but is fended off by Christian Cage trying to use Spike, forcing Wayne to retreat. But that if we get Christian Cage and Adam Copeland, they stare down the hug it out chants ring from the crowd. Copeland has a chair in hand. And then Christian Cage offers Spike to him. Copeland drops the chair to accept it before dropping it and then embracing. The crowd pops. Edge and Christian, Adam Copeland and Christian are back, excuse me. The embrace doesn't last long. Christian Cage just leaves the ring. Nothing, no attack or anything. And then Adam Copeland's music hits as he watches Christian Cage go back up the ramp. So, we get a little vignette of Hook seemingly signaling his return to AEW. Will he be back with the ops? Will he go his own route? Does he want to go against Samoa Joe? Is there something else? Who knows? I'm excited. Then we head to an all-star eight-man tag match, which has Hiromu Takahashi, who I'm sure if again new J we're going to see a lot more New Japan involvement here, along with Hologram, Brody King, and Tomohiro Ishii take on Kyle Fletcher, the Young Bucks, and Josh Alexander. I remember that I seeing this, the Young Bucks. Who is this? Why am I? They're announced as the Young Bucks and whatever. They don't have an entrance still or anything. And when they introduce Kyle Fletcher and Josh Alexander, They're introduced as joining these guys, and the Young Bucks are not happy at all. And the match goes on, and the faces end up winning. And so there was that. Then we head ringside, where Swerve Strickland is introduced after, and the crowd, of course, goes wild. He's asked about his match against Okada at Forbidden Door. Something Swerve says, it's his top priority, even as folks might be worried about him needing to slow down. But he's interrupted by the unified champion, who stare. Who, they both have a stare down. Gets a microphone. He's saying, Swerve might as well give up now. Swerve, he simply replies with, whose house? Crowd obviously goes, Swerve's house. Then there's a little scuffle there. Security has to rush down and break it up. And then we get Tony Schiavone announcing some more matches for Forbidden Door. We get Christian Cage and Adam Copeland, Edge and Christian are back, teaming up to face Nick Wayne and Kip Sabian.
It seems a little weird that they just like kind of teased it, and then now they're like, oh no, it's happening.
Then we get, of course, the lights out steel cage match, which is a 5-on-5, with now Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi, also known as the Golden Lovers, interesting, joining Will Ospreay, Darby Allin, and Hiroshi Tanahashi as they take on Jon Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli of the Death Riders, teaming with Gabe Kidd and the Young Bucks. Very interesting. Well, I'm interested to see how that stipulation pans out. But then we have the main event, which is a non-title match, which with the Ops, who are the World Trios Champions, taking on LFI. With the Ops getting a win there. Very interesting seeing that as a main event. And the champs, they just celebrate their victory and stuff. The commentary hypes up Forbidden Door. But that's not where we end the night. We get Hangman Adam Page heading throughout backstage and stuff. I think it's Bernard Renee Paquette or whoever asking about the match against MJF, but MJF decides to blindside attack him, not letting him say anything. He gets him outside the parking lot, hits him against the hood of a car, and then they ask him, "Do you remember when I said I'd break you, and you haven't seen anything yet?" And MJF steps away from a broken down Hangman as it comes to a close. Maybe MJF was ready after all. We'll see
Maybe
what
he
happens.
tricked Hangman into tricking him into challenging and maybe even
Maybe.
be tricked into the trick, and Trick Williams is going to be there.
Yeah, but okay.
I tricked you into tricking me. I'm a trickster. That's all I
But
got.
yeah, we're seeing some more New Japan faces show up. That's what I thought. Obviously, with Forbidden Door coming along, I'm unfortunately not surprised that we're seeing a little more involvement from them. Yeah, the matches will get to more of them. I
Yep.
think we talked about most of the matches.
We did. We
We
didn't get
still
to.
have the tag team eliminator who are facing the Hurt Syndicate. Yeah, Okada and Swerve, Fiend and Tony Storm. So I guess both Casino Gauntlet contracts are going to be
Yeah.
used.
Like he said.
Paul Fletcher take on Hiromu Takahashi. Zack Sabre Jr. take on Nigel McGuinness.
Well.
And then, oh, it'll be Mercedes Oné versus Alex Windsor, Persephone, who is from CMLL,
And
and
someone from Stardom.
yes, someone from
I already looked at the card.
Stardom. Yeah. So we'll that
24th.
Yes, so that is a
Next
week
Sunday.
from tomorrow. So we'll
It's
I
next Sunday.
think yes, next Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
So
we from tomorrow.
yeah.
Next Sunday. And then the Sunday after that is, I'm certain for some reason they're doing it on a Sunday. The Clash of Paris is like,
I
okay.
know, huh?
Clash of Paris.
Well,
EP.
college football coming back. It's
But it's also.
the Sunday before NFL gets back.
But are
I
there any
think they,
big games that.
yeah, that's yeah, the 30th is week one of college football, and they have it like midday. It's gonna, I'm, because they got a
Oh yeah,
30th.
it is. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Texas and Ohio State.
Yes, yeah, with that being at noon, and with
LSU Clemson at 7:30. Oh, and then that next oh, you know what they're going straight up against? Notre Dame Miami.
will it be because it's France? Will they do it?
Oh,
Will they
that's
have a
true. They might
night?
do it earlier.
That's why I'm thinking like they're
So
doing
they're
an
probably, yeah.
afternoon, and they're having like probably one of the most hyped games to start off the year with two of the top teams. Yeah,
And this week one, they're like, oh.
there's a couple games to watch out for. Yeah, I know we're a wrestling
Yeah.
podcast,
We all,
but
we're going to talk about
I
college
mean.
football. Week two, there's probably only Michigan, Oklahoma week two. That's the only big game.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what's coming up in the next couple weeks here. We will definitely be talking about that.
I got nothing else to add
That's all I got as
for
well.
Dynamite.
That's all of Dynamite.
Yep. Now let's do Friday Night SmackDown. Again, I'm going to quickly cover the SmackDown after SummerSlam. John Cena comes out, talks about Brock Lesnar attacking him. Blah, 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 blah. I'm John Cena, and I'm going to do my best. Logan Paul comes out. They have a back and forth. Drew McIntyre comes out and attacks Cena, but then Cody Rhodes comes out and attempts everything. Just ends in a brawl, and they may say, hey, we're going to have the main event be these two versus these two. Cool. Blah, blah, blah. Motor City Machine Guns, Socket, well, titles. Attack team matches, Motor City Machine Guns versus Solo Sikoa and Tonga Loa. The MNFTs win, good for them. Solo versus Sami Zayn. Did I cover it? No, this is this. That was last Saturday versus Sami Zayn for some reason. I thought he'd. Wait, hold on. Why is Sami Zayn there this week?
I know it's.
Because they just talked about him coming back. I guess Sami Zayn came back this week. I don't remember that Friday for some reason. He's a special guest. Oh, because they're in Montreal. So it's a non-title fight. Sami Zayn wins. Cool. Whatever. Just some more talks about WWE teams with ESPN to put their PLEs on their streaming platform, starting with WrestleMania. Cool. Street Profits are in the racing up. Charlotte Flair has a birthday surprise for Alexa Bliss. Stuff happens, blah, blah, blah. We get Alexa Bliss. We get the tag team champion Charlotte Flair with versus Chelsea Green. Oh, it's Charlotte Flair versus Chelsea Green. Charlotte Flair picks up the win because, of course. other stuff. Julia and Kiana James are doing something. Forgot about Julia. And then we get to the main event. Logan Paul versus Drew McIntyre versus John Cena and Cody Rhodes. They have a pretty good match, but ends when Logan Paul hits a low blow on John Cena. Ends a DQ. Stuff happens, and it ends. One of the last things are Cody Rhodes is like down on hands and knees in front of the announce table, and Drew McIntyre claymores him into the announce table. You see that from last week? Drew McIntyre
Yes,
claymoring.
yes,
I was like,
yeah.
ooh. And it ends that show. So we'll go more in detail for this show, though. Blah blah blah. We are in. Oh, we in Boston. Nope,
Boston.
Boston. Live in the arena, Solo's music hits, and out comes Dan Ortiz. He said that out there, blah blah blah. He said Sami Zayn showed up on SmackDown, but they showed up on Raw and beat him up. That's why they were there, because Sami Zayn came in. Cool. As he is speaking, Sami Zayn's music hits. And now he comes out to the ring. The fans chant Sami. Zayn tells him to take it down a notch. He says he is out there to talk to him, blah, 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 blah. Zayn tells him that all he's been talking about is being champion, and he beat Rusev on Raw, but he might have challenged for the title of Clash of Paris. Zayn says he gets furious about being liberated, blah, 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 blah. So, but now he is back to doing other things he set out to do, anything Solo for that. Solo looks confused, and Zayn tells him that there are other things he hasn't done yet. A fun fact, besides the world title, there's one other title he has never held in WWE, and that's the United States title. Solo tells him that he won't hold it anytime soon. He tells Zayn that he is on Raw, not SmackDown. He tells him to get off the show before we won't see him again. Zayn tells Solo that as of tonight, he is officially on SmackDown. Why? Why? Are you just literally why? Just so you can, just so you, because you can? Okay. Fans cheer Zayn tell, and Zayn tells Solo that Solo took something away from him and he's going to take something away from him. Blah blah blah. Into the brawl with Jimmy Uso coming out to help Sami Zayn. Cool. Jacob Fatu. They all battle. Out comes Nick Aldis and he welcomes Sami Zayn to SmackDown. He makes a six-man tag team match for tonight. So yeah, that opens the night. Chelsea Green and the Secret Hermes. We cut backstage and Byron Saxton is with them. She laughs and she tells him that she broke up a silly birthday celebration last week and she took a birthday cake to the face. Piper says it was disgusting and no one messes with our Canadian hero and gets away with it. I'm not going to make a joke there. Did you see the message I just
No,
put
no, no.
from?
Yeah.
Okay. Alexa Bliss is with Charlotte Flair, versus. Oh, they did that weird. Alexa Bliss is facing Piper Niven. It looks like it was a short match, but Alexa Bliss does pick up the win. Fire gets in the ring afterwards, though, after the match, and hits Bliss with a right hand. In comes Flair, who takes her down, and Green gets in the ring. Flair throws her to the outside, blah, blah, blah. Chelsea throws Flair into the ring post into the timekeepers. They triple team Bliss into the ring with Niven landing with a splash. Cool. We cut to the back. Tiffany Stratton and Jade Cargill are arguing with Nick Aldis, breaking it up. Nia Jax comes in. Oh, God. I swear to God, if I manifested that. Nia Jax comes in and tells Jade to fall back and she will take on Tiffany. Jade tells her she won't back down and Tiffany tells Nia to bring it and she walks away. Tiffany walks away as Nia and Jade look at Aldis. We have Melo Don't Miz back after, I don't know, versus Fraxium with Miz and Carmelo Hayes picking up the win. Oh, it's because near the end of the match, Hayes is on the top rope about to hit the Mello don't miss. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The where he does the leg drop.
Yeah.
The Mello don't miss.
I think so.
I know it because I know it's a drop and he just basically does a leg drop to the back of the head. Let me check. Nothing but net. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't remember it was, yeah, that was the
That's what
okay.
it's called. Nothing but net. He's going to do that, but Miz tags himself in, hits the skull crushing finale, gets the pin. So he wins, but Hayes is like, bro, you stole my win. All right. Tiffany Stratton is backstage and she is stopped by Kiana James. She tells Stratton that they offer protection and she gives her a business card. Tiffany tells her that she is a champion. She does not need protection. James tells her, if she's not with them, you're against them. And Tiffany walks away and we cut to the ring. Drew's music hits. He goes on about Cody Rhodes and why he's in the announce table. He says, it was so violent, we should see it again. We see the clip again. Why did it not attack Cody Rhodes? He says their eyes are lying to them as usual. He explains to them. Drew asks Joe what the medical update is, and Joe says there isn't one. Drew asks if the manager is hiding it because of what he did to their golden boy. He says, we don't know how long Cody will be out for, and it's all his fault. It's like, I didn't attack him. Your eyes are lying to you, bro. He's like, oh, are they? He says he doesn't like Cody. He feels sorry. He doesn't hate Cody. He feels sorry for him. Cody cares about their cheers that he needs a validation, blah, blah, blah. He says that he knows that because he was Cody 5 years ago, but he evolved, he realized when they retire, they all forget about them and move on, blah, blah, blah. He has been screwed out of it more than Sadiq out. He deserves it. He has earned it. He wants it for him, his family, the big paycheck. He says Cody needs the WWE Championship. Cody says Cody without the title is a nobody, blah, 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 blah. But he says that the AA happened in the ring. He broke the count and Cody threw him to the floor. Drew goes to the outside and says the match ended and Cody threw Drew into the ring post and onto the announce table. He says Cody was going to take him out and I defended myself. He says he told Cody that he wanted to beat Cena, blah, blah, blah. It's just basically he's like, I'm right, you're wrong. He says he's not the bad guy, but if he gets provoked, he will do very, very violent things. If he gets provoked, I am the real nightmare. Okay, Drew. We cut backstage to Byron, who backs Saxon's with the Street Profits and B-Fab. So comes in, who says that after they get done with their match tonight, if the Street Profits want the tag titles, they will get them. Cool. Street Profits versus DIY. Street Profits win. Cool. It really not much to say about this match. Just Street Profits win and they're gonna get something. Nick holds backstage with Motor City Machine Guns and in comes Miz and Hayes. Miz tells Nick that since he is not busy, he has to tell him something. Saban asks Hayes if he is with him or if he belongs to the Miz. Both teams argue and Aldis makes a tag team match for next week. Cool. Byron Saxton talks to R-Truth. He tells Byron that he feels good, and we got our childhood hero John Cena back. Aleister Black comes in, who mentions Damian Priest. R-Truth looks at him, and both men are face to face. Black says he will see him next week, and R-Truth turns serious. Cool, grab that. We got to Sami Zayn, Jimmy Uso, and Jacob Fatu backstage. Zayn thanks him for having his back. Blah blah blah, and we go straight and just like, oh yeah, we got each other's back. Cool. And we go straight into the main event, which is those three versus the MFTs, with the faces getting the win, with Sami Zayn getting the pin. Of course. Zayn and Fatu are in the ring after the match. Jimmy tells him to hug as they do blah blah blah, and that ends SmackDown. So are they just not doing brand split and they can just move people whenever they want?
Yes.
Because he's like, oh yeah, he's on SmackDown now. It's like, why? What did he do to go SmackDown? Nothing? Okay, yeah, nothing. Okay. See, sounds like Drew's going after the WWE Championship. I don't think he's going to get it. Because I think he's going to get screwed over again. Because that just seems the thing they do with Drew. They just don't want to give him the championship again. Even though he hasn't had it in like 5 years.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. What else was there? Really interested to see who Tiffany's next opponent's gonna be. They're teasing it. It's either gonna be Jade or Nia. I'm like, just make it Jade. Just Jade again. I swear to God, if you try to make it Nia, I'll be like, what's what? Like, stop running it back.
Yeah,
It's like, why don't you
I
actually get more women on your roster? Do the draft so you can get some more women on your roster and then give her an opponent. But there's that. Sounds like this was an okay SmackDown. Like a
Yeah.
very run-of-the-mill, just out of there. I do want to know what's going on with Cody. How long he'll be out for. Watch it only be like another week or two. He's like, oh, I'm back because I'm Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Clash in Paris, I mean.
We'll see if he's back for Clash in Paris in a couple weeks. But, honestly, that's all I really got for SmackDown. Nothing to really add in my part. It felt like it was very just, oh, here it is. Here's
Oh man, I
SmackDown.
really hope they have AJ Styles go back to France. Oh, you remember Backlash France, right? How
Yes.
crazy the crowd went.
Can you
I
imagine if he
want that.
wins this time?
And they were they weren't in France. They were in
They were in France. They were in France.
No, yeah, no, I'm talking about
They weren't in Paris. They were in Lyon.
yeah, but I know for that they were. I'm talking about in when Raw was doing their Europe tour. I think they were in Belgium or
Oh,
somewhere, and the
right
crowd,
after the heel turn.
and
The heel turn.
and then
It was Brussels, yeah. It was Belgium.
and then AJ Styles, he was just on a backstage segment, but the crowd was going
They love
wild.
AJ Styles in Europe. Maybe
But
because he did a lot in Japan and all that, so.
yeah,
But I'm excited to see where that goes. Do you
so
have
am I.
anything to add for SmackDown?
Yeah, that's all I
All
got.
right, that is all I got. This is the podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Again, sorry we're not going to be here next week, but my health comes first. I got to get them out so they hurt. But we hope you enjoyed listening. Remember, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Podcasts. If it has podcasts, probably there. Give us 5 stars or like to let us know that you liked it or don't if you didn't like it, and we'll change something. I don't know. But you want to take it away, buddy?
Yeah, thank you for listening. We'll see you next
Have a
time.
great day. God bless.